The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, thank you. We have with us no stranger to our program, our fabulous guest, Scott Frazier. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Owner and operator of Infinite Interiors. Thank you so much for joining us today. And next week, we're going to have an exciting conversation. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. I forgot the phone number there for a second. It's not like I've been saying it for 30 years. 570-344-6724. Or you can go to jruddy.com and check out our listings. And we also have a webcam on top of the roof looking at the corners. And we get thousands of hits a month looking at that camera.
I am one of those hits.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Who doesn't look at that camera?
Right. There's some exciting things happening.
There certainly are.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yes, especially in the middle of the night.
All the stuff people do.
Yeah. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, and check us out on social media or just about everywhere. You know, Pat, you just brought up a really interesting topic, phone numbers, forgetting them. I used to know everybody's phone number, every single solitary, every agent that worked in our office, all my friends, family, I knew their number. Now I don't know anybody's phone number
because we don't dial them anymore.
Right,
that's why.
Yeah. And then they added that 570. Remember when they did that?
Yeah, like I sure do.
Yeah,
it was a sad day.
Yes, that was.
It was a sad day.
Seven numbers I could store in my head.
Yes.
But then the five. Yeah,
ten is too much.
Right. So anyway, I did, and I remember. You know, I still remember though your family home phone number. I don't think I'll ever forget that, and it hasn't been a phone number in how long. You know, Pat.
718-318 number?
Yes, yeah, that number.
Yeah,
right.
That one.
Yeah, but most numbers I forget.
Yeah, I don't know any numbers. I know numbers from my childhood.
I do too.
Yes.
But I don't know anything.
You want to know my child number? It was a 212-499.
You're kidding. 212-499.
Yeah, and that was Brooklyn. That was before, yeah.
Now, did you ever hear Diamond? That's how my dad used to talk. Diamond was the 3-4.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no.
And remember when we were 717?
I remember when we were 717.
Yeah,
I remember that.
499 was Hyacinth. Because it's HY.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I grew up in Montdale, which is a little town north of here, I would imagine. But when I was a child growing up, probably until I was 12, you didn't have to dial anything but the last four numbers. If I was calling within Montdale, I just hit the last four digits. You didn't have to hit the 254, you just last three digits.
My friend Bobby Drager had a party line.
So a party line.
If the phone would ring twice, you would pick it up.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, the good old days.
Oh, the good old days.
Right.
My God, we're old. Go ahead. God, we're old.
Well, we're not here to talk about phone numbers.
No, we're
but that
not.
That was, it struck me when you forgot our office phone number, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Scott Frazier, owner and operator of Infinite Interiors. You go in and decorate interiors. How about exteriors? Do you ever do anything outside?
Only if a client really asks a lot, because it isn't really my expertise. That's a bit of a different animal.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, I'm inside the house.
But
if they ask,
people,
of course, I'll assist them or consult them on it. Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Now,
like you were talking about the outside, even if you just paint the front door, it changed.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, I wish everyone would ask me what color to paint their front door, because it's a very big deal.
And it's cheap. It's easy. You can change it.
You can change the look and feel of the house from the street.
Well, yeah, and so we were just down in Jersey, and you know, one of the shore points, and a beautiful area. And we were driving through, and anything usually the colors, you know, are all like the coastal.
Yeah, yeah. Brighter, like pinks and blues.
Yes,
and
things that you can pull off there that you can't do here. Right. However, I did try, and they're magnificent, and one outdoes the other, and it's just...
Where are you, Cape May?
No, it's an
okay. Close,
but... Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, we looked at we went to an open house. It was only $26.5 million.
Oh.
Everybody in town went to the open house.
So you're bargain shopping. Yeah.
Brand new, never lived in, but I mean, I wish I toured it with you, because you would have appreciated it.
So do I. Yeah. Can't get enough.
But I keep going back to the images. I think, oh my God.
So what were you saying about the colors down there?
A shame that people have to live like that.
You were talking about the colors.
Yes. So we drove by a house, and I didn't point it out to you, but it had a lime green, like almost a neon color front door. And I thought.
Was it good or bad?
I didn't like it.
Okay.
I didn't care for it.
Because it depends on the color of the house, if
well,
you can pull
that
off.
Well, it was like a, right? It was like not a pure white, but in the whites. I didn't care for
them. Maybe they were colorblind.
Well, if
maybe.
But if
that's possible.
If they're happy with it, right? But I mean.
No, that's not okay.
Okay.
No. That's not okay.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I think of all the colors, but okay. So they tried to be
Jack,
different.
Jack, you're just going
to
support bad behavior? I mean, I don't.
You still remember it, so it stuck out.
It's stuck in your brain.
It stuck out, but you know, it's for all the colors that one can choose from. That's it. And they wanted to be different. You know, you got to give it.
They checked that box.
Yeah, they did. They.
But again, I don't want to discount the color, because if it was combined with the correct color or stone on the exterior, the color could be great.
I don't
you
know.
You have to be able to put them together.
I don't know about that color. It's that color, that color that they say the green screen with. It's in fashion.
Yeah.
You know that color.
Yeah, I do.
Not the color I would use anywhere for anything. I wouldn't even wear it, but that's me. Okay,
I mean, it's my shirt today, but okay, Jackie.
No, it's not at all.
No, I know what you're talking about.
You have a darker green.
You're talking about like a neon Celadon green.
Awful.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's talk about this. Is we're in the fall, and we're going to be heading into the winter. Bad word. And so a lot of people like to. There are themes for inside and outside.
Certainly.
Halloween is a huge
it has
event.
Exploded.
Did
you see this thing on staying on topic? Summerween. What is that nonsense? It's decorating in the summer for Halloween. So it's a skeleton in like Bermuda shorts and a palm tree shirt. Like, you haven't seen this? I just saw it this year for the first time.
No, I haven't. But I'll be looking for it now that
and
you mentioned.
And I'm stamping a big no on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you go to any hobby store or any retail store in late June, early July, and they already have all the pumpkins out.
Yeah. Well, because they stay 3 months ahead. That's how they market it. It's 3 months.
It is 3 months. I saw it in August. I was like, are you for real?
Yep. It's 3 months ahead.
I will not buy mums until mid-September, late September.
Here's the other hard part, though. If you wait like that, because I'm the same, I don't want them out until then. But if you wait, then the good ones are gone.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? So.
But I have an inn somewhere, and he sets these.
No shock.
Yes. I have an inn, so he sets them aside for me.
She has an admirer.
Hi, Daryl. I know Daryl listens, so that's my friend, my buddy at Bud Schultz Garden Center, and he takes care of us, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
All right, so anyway, let's talk about warm textures, cozy accents, and holiday prep without being cliche. There's people that are really serious about this stuff. They change their rooms. They change the decor. I don't have the energy for that. Call me boring, but it's the same when you walk through my house. Every month of the year. I don't change the furniture. I'll maybe change a tablecloth or two, hang up a wreath, and call it a day.
Yeah.
But there's people that really go in on lawn ornaments and all.
Right.
So that's like, and if you're selling a house, you want to make sure that
selling is a different animal.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, I would think it's not your best choice. You guys would be better to advise people in that direction. That's your profession, right? But I would think that's not a good thing to do.
Less is more.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's always the way I approach things. Less is more. So the lawn, maybe not every 2 inches with one of those big blow up.
Or several of those big blow up things.
How about none of them ever? Ever. is where I'm.
I agree.
Frazier, yeah. Did I ever tell you how much I love you? I mean, you say ever. What I think, but I don't if dare. You,
the only reason that that's okay, because I don't want to sound like a heartless, soulless human. If you have little kids, then yeah, I mean, fill your yard up with them. They're amazed by them.
Backyard.
We know as parents of grown children now, like those days are going to be gone too fast.
All right.
So if you can make them smile, do it. Mm-hmm. However, once they hit 12, no more. Even before that, like get rid of them.
I agree.
There's no reason to have those up. Mm-hmm. I don't. But again, I guess you have to factor in my profession. You know, my profession is to do
tasteful
interior design.
Right.
So it's not going to include anything like
so
that.
So we're talking about accents. What do you mean? Like paint a wall?
No, accents like, you know.
Throw a pillow.
Yeah.
Oh.
A painting. Okay. Switch one out for a season.
Oh.
Yeah. Some people, Christmas, they'll put up paintings of Santa now. Right. That's been a thing for like, what, 10 years now?
Right. Decorate the mantle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's accents. Okay.
But that's a norm. Mm-hmm. Decorate the mantle. You should decorate the mantle.
I don't.
Oh, Jackie, then we have to talk. Oh, dear. The ship is sinking quickly.
I was saying, you mentioned Patrick.
Yeah.
Now, the only reason, and this is me, and I'm not saying anybody should be me, but I want less to do in life. Patrick loves the Christmas tree. My dad loved the Christmas tree. He would sit there in the living room and just stare at it for hours on end. Patrick seems to have received that as it's something in his genes, perhaps.
Yeah.
He loves a Christmas tree. If it wasn't for Patrick, I would not put up a Christmas tree. And that's God's honest truth.
Yeah.
And I know my husband, I could speak for him. He doesn't like when I do,
yeah.
But I know he is, as much as I don't want to do it, he is, why are you doing that?
We used to have a Christmas tree in a bag. It was like a ceramic one. We would take it out. And it was like, Merry Christmas. Yes.
I don't know if we can talk anymore because I put up four.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know if we can hang our own together.
That's a thing, and I love it. Yeah. I love the look of it, and I love when people do that and share it on Facebook or I see it in a catalog or whatever or online. I don't necessarily have that energy or time to be able to. I wish I did.
Yeah.
You know, and I would, and if that was the only thing, I would see you're an interior decorator, so I would imagine that that would come with your territory. I'm chained
it
to
does.
An office desk and my
true.
Cell phone
true.
And computer.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So for these accents, for holidays, people like put up
paintings.
Paintings for Halloween and all of these things.
Yeah.
And like
all
a
of
picture of like leprechauns around St. Patty's Day. They can be kind of demonic, those little guys.
Yeah,
you
they
gotta
are.
Watch
yeah,
out
they
for
are.
Them.
It depends on, I guess, how much you love it or your level of commitment.
But I've never heard of that.
My concern would be if it's well executed.
Okay.
Because when it comes to, I think, putting a space together for the holidays, whatever holiday that is, right? Halloween included, it has to be, for me, it has to be done tastefully.
Right.
Right?
So like hanging the skeletons.
With the blinking eyes that glow and it screams when you walk by. No, not
oh,
really.
I love that at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we could put them where I have the hanging baskets.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah,
that
was. So we're here. It's October. People have obviously decorating for this season. So my advice to any of those people would be to do something more not as Halloween themed as it is harvest themed, because that will carry you through
right into
Halloween, Thanksgiving. You know, I think pumpkins, super hideous, ugly gourds. The bigger, the better. you want them with the wart-looking things all over them.
Yeah,
those are the ones you want.
Hey.
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 Corn stalks. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Corn stalks. Things like that.
Right. Keep so I can go to Roba's and just load up? Is that what
you
it
sure
is?
Can. Oh, they'd love you, Pat.
They
I mean, and you have a truck.
I do.
So
I have a
you're
big truck.
Ready.
Yeah.
He's chomping at the bit. He's been lying to you for years about this, Jackie. He's dying to
well,
do
well, okay.
This.
So, you know, people nowadays, it's in, as you drive around Green Ridge and Dunmore and all the little towns where people have the lights that stay up all year round and they change the colors.
No.
I see people do that on their houses.
No.
The LEDs, like...
No.
Okay.
The only time your light house should be lit like that is Christmas.
Right.
Period. That's my opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
But they change for...
But again, unless you have little kids, then yes, put up Halloween lights.
Oh,
and
sure.
Have all that. Yeah, they have all that fun.
Yeah, and well, there's people in our neighborhood that keep lights up all year round, and they're orange and purple and green.
Yummy.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. I'm a member of the Green Ridge Neighborhood Association. We have a petition to have those people ousted.
We're
going to be getting some phone calls.
There's a secret society in the background of the Green Ridge Neighborhood Association.
Well,
we want them out.
Yes, I know. Well, there's a neighbor that called me one time in serious distress because she really felt that another neighbor didn't have the proper curtains, window treatments on their windows.
How would she know?
Well, she looks at it across the street, and she actually approached them and told them about it once. And they didn't really take well to her advice. However, there was another neighbor that has a beautiful home.
Is her name Karen?
And
was there alcohol involved in this?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what she expected me to do.
Okay.
But every time I decorate my house, I think of her because she's just like a short step. If I threw a stone, I could hit her house. But so
maybe you should.
Yeah. So, but someone on another street, which is right around on the corner, has these little twirly things in the summer and spring.
Yeah.
And her, like, she puts them in her, like, where her shrubs are. And I don't really pay attention to it, but she was...
It's also not my house. I don't have to love it.
Yeah.
I don't.
She was distressed.
She was distraught over this.
She needs something to do. She needs a hobby. Distressed. She has a lot of time on her hands, whoever she is.
Spinny things in that front yard. And I thought, wow. But I didn't, you know, of course, I wasn't going to comment either way on that. But so there are people...
No, it's not. I mean, that wouldn't be my aesthetic, but I'm not going to slam you for it.
No.
That's actually none of my business. That's your house.
It makes a world go.
Yeah, exactly.
You do what you want. Yeah.
So you
can make all the mistakes you want.
So at Memorial Day, and then we, of course, July 4th, people do... The dress up their banner. You have a large porch. I don't know if you do this, but people do, you know.
Only at Christmas. Again,
okay, only at Christmas. But there's some people that have Victorians in homes that it looks really, really great.
Oh, they put the bunting on them. That is beautiful.
Yes.
My neighbor does it, and it's beautiful.
Right. So we bought these in Texas. We have these swirly things. I love them.
Yeah.
They're conical.
It's a flag.
Is she coming over? Because she doesn't like those. I'm telling you right now.
Sure, your neighbor. That's the reason she called me. She mentioned it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we put them up, and I think, I like them.
Yeah.
You know, they're right over in my front porch. There's two. Not ten.
Are you close with her direct neighbor at all? Do you know her direct neighbor?
No.
Like they share a property line?
No.
All right.
Across the street, I think.
Because I would
put them up.
Befriend that neighbor and get them to put up that stuff, like right next to her.
That's terrible. I love it.
All right. So warm textures, cozy accents, and anything else that you want to say, like in terms of keeping it maybe classy, simple, tasteful?
Yeah, I think because even right now, my porch is decorated for harvest season. Harvest. And I think let's have fun and create a little acronym, KIT. Keep it tasteful. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm. But your definition of that
is to keep it classic like that. Like nothing too flashy or showy. If you have to plug it in, think twice. Right.
That's a good rule.
Yeah. If you have to plug it in, think twice because maybe it's a bit much. I mean, Christmas, of course, we're going to plug lights in on the outside of the house, but beyond like Halloween, if you're plugging stuff in, maybe take a minute. Have a little talk with yourself. Mm-hmm. See if you're doing the right. See if you fall into the keep it tasteful boundary. Okay. But so that means like really more classic, a classic style when you're putting that together.
Yeah.
So that stands the test of time. It doesn't look hacky.
Great advice. Scott Frazier, Infinite Interiors. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can contact me on my cell, 570-933-0495, or you can email me at SCOTTFRAZIER 1219 at Gmail.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pat?
Yes, we have a 4-bedroom, 2-bath Cape Cod style home at 811 Clifton Beach Road in Clifton Township. for $325,000. This lovely home sits on 3 acres of land with plenty of privacy. I like privacy. It has a modern kitchen and bath, a wood-burning fireplace, an attached garage. It has hardwood floors under the carpeting. This would be perfect, would be a perfect country retreat, or you could use it as a year-round residence. That's a four-bedroom, two-bath Cape Cod-style home with a garage on 3 acres at 811 Clifton Beach Road in Clifton Township for $325,000, and that's listed by Nicole Clark of our office.
Thank you, Pat. We have a special sponsor this week, Campus Jewelers. If you're looking to turn your gold, silver, or fine jewelry into top dollar, head to Campus Jewelers. They specialize in buying and selling large diamonds, estate and engagement pieces, gold, antiques, coins, watches, and more. From broken chains to class rings, mismatched earrings to dental gold, they buy it all and guarantee the highest cash paid. Always buying, always fair, and all trades of value considered. Visit Campus Jewelers, located at 476 Bennett Street in Luzerne. Call 570-288-1966 or go to campusjewelers.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 3. Campus Jewelers, where your pieces are priceless. Stick around for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll resume after a short intermission.
Home. It's more than just walls and a roof. It's where laughter echoes, where memories are made, and where life truly happens. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we know that finding the right home isn't just about real estate. It's about finding your place in the world. With trusted agents, unmatched experience, and a commitment to your dreams, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Because at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we're not just selling houses, we're delivering the joy of home. Find your perfect home today. Call 570-344-6724 or go to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Dream big. Move boldly. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
With Scott Frazier, owner of Infinite Interiors. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, happy to be here. It's always a pleasure.
Right before the break, you gave a great acronym, When We Decorate, KIT. Remember KIT.
KIT, keep it tasteful.
All right. So, and that goes for when you're selling your home, right, or living in it. It's not bad advice either way. Staging boosts sales price and more. And this is from the National Association of Realtors. So we're going to switch gears a little bit here. Staging a home can reduce its time on the market and boost the sales price. 29% of real estate agents reported that staging their seller's home received a 1 to 10% increase in the dollar value offered. 30% of seller agents observed a slight decrease in time on the market when those homes were staged. 26% of agents said that the home staging had an effect on how the buyers view the home. 83% of buyers' agents said staging made it easier for a buyer to envision the property as their future home. The typical home seller resides in their home, say, for about 10 years. So when they're living there, they become immune to their surroundings, right? So it's nice to get that objective perspective. That's where the realtor comes in. Seller agents reported that most commonly staged areas were, number one, the living room, second, the primary bedroom, third, the dining room, fourth, the kitchen. The least commonly staged were the guest bedroom and children's bedroom. The most common home improvement recommendations from agents for sellers were, number one, and this makes sense, declutter.
Yes, I was going to say that. Clean it up.
Do that anyway.
Oh, yeah,
really. Do that anyway.
Right?
Some people like to live like it's...
Well, see, here's the thing, and orders. I don't know. I was thinking about this. I don't know. I think I might have a tad of claustrophobia. I feel like when I'm in a cluttered area, like, I just feel like so
uncomfortable.
Off. Uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable.
I can't think.
Yeah. I will get anxiety in an overly cluttered area.
But I don't get that way in an elevator. See, or in a car.
Well, I mean, I don't think elevators are frequently cluttered.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But it's a tiny space. Well, it's a tiny space.
It's a tiny space.
So, like, claustrophobia doesn't...
I don't think that's claustrophobic then.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
I think it's too much visual activity. It's like being overstimulated.
There you go.
That's the clutter. There's so much to see.
Too much.
You're overstimulated.
Overstimulated.
Now, right. If somebody walked in and pressed all the buttons on the elevator, then you might
then
get,
I'd be
you
then
might
I'd
get a little freaked out. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that would be because I had to stop at every floor.
Yeah.
And my luck, I would be going to floor 52 or something. Right. Right. Okay.
Could take a while.
But number two, after decluttering, is cleaning.
Yes.
Because you can't clean before you declutter.
Why would you,
you
have to tell someone to do that?
Yeah, you would be.
Oh, you
a,
would be yeah. shocked.
Yeah. And three, improving curb appeal. Because most likely that person that wants to view your home is going to drive by your home.
Right. And they see that lime green door, they might say.
Oh, that's so easily changeable. Yeah. But, you know.
But you know the hardest thing is for someone to accept that fact. Because it's a fact. Easily changeable. But it puts a bad taste in their mouth. Some people can't move past that.
You're right.
How many times have you watched any of these shows like House Hunters? And they go in and it's painted a horrible color, right? It's fuchsia, for heaven's sakes. Like, it's bad. But that buyer just can't, oh, I hated the color. And now they don't want anything to do with the house. They can't see past, just paint it. Yeah, they get stuck.
Very short-sighted.
So you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I just read it. Avocado green is back.
Thank God.
Really?
It has to be, again, it has to be done well. It has to be executed well with other colors.
Yes.
It has to look
right.
good with what
the
you put.
The avocado.
You can't
of
just
the
slam it in there because now it's on trend.
About. Right.
No,
right,
it's right. very different.
It's very different.
It's very different.
Yes, I saw some pictures and it was delightful.
It
should
be so tasteful.
There was a house around the corner.
So well done.
Avocado green countertops and like orange backdrop.
Well, no.
Yeah, but that's kind of, I got dizzy.
That's the Brady's. That's too much of a commitment into retro, I think. But no, I mean, I think you could look on the cover of any shelter magazine worth its salt, right? Like Architectural Digest, Veranda, Traditional Home. You'll see that avocado, but it's done. Maybe it's in a set of wingback chairs that are covered in avocado velvet flanking a fireplace. It's a beautiful way to execute that color, depending on what you pair it with.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I saw a bathroom shower.
Gorgeous,
gorgeous,
right? Gorgeous.
The huge tiles.
The tile.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
The huge, not the little tile.
Big tile.
Big tile.
Big tile's better.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind, people. Big tile's better.
Well, just for cleaning purposes alone.
Well, even the aesthetic. Because, you know, and I think it's fallen out of trend now. And I personally am happy to see it because a lot those little mosaics were in and it's just too busy. And I think people think smaller, ooh, safe. It's not too big.
Right.
You need to go. But actually, when you go large in scale with things like that, or even with artwork, it the same rule applies. It actually calms down visually.
Yes.
Because it creates this focal point, right? If it's art. But if it's a big tile, it actually calms down. You have less grout lines. Yeah. You have less visual movement. The whole room and the whole space calms down.
You're right. And that's what you're trying to achieve usually in the bathrooms too, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Scott Fraser, Infinite Interiors. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can contact me via my email, which is Scott Fraser, 1219@gmail.com, or my phone number, 570-933-0495.
Thank you, Pat.
Yes, we have a rustic cabin on 2 acres of land on Maplewood Road in Jefferson Township for $109,000. This is different. You could discover your own private retreat on this charming cabin. It's on a pond, a secluded pond. It's in the Pocono Mountains. This is perfect for nature lovers or anyone seeking a quiet escape. It's a 16x24 recreational cabin with a wood stove and a sleeping loft. There's no utilities. There's no water or sewer, so you got to bring your own generator and water. This property is build ready, so it's got a perk test. It's ready for you to build your house. That's 2 acres of land on a pond with a cabin on Maplewood Road in Jefferson Township for $109,000. That's listed by Nicole Clark of our office. That's a nature's lover's thing. It's really, I was up there. It's really nice.
So there's no structure?
No, it is. It's a cabin. It's a nice little cabin. It's 16x24, but it's just got like a propane heater in there. And
no plumbing.
No, nothing.
And it's people like go there on purpose?
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Really?
It's on a pond.
No, that's not for me. No.
Yeah, well.
But there are people who would adore that kind of thing. That would be my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, be my worst nightmare.
Pat would love it there.
I would.
Yeah.
Nobody would bother me.
Right. But there's no garage.
I would build one.
Okay.
Oh, and you'd have the acreage to
there
do
you go.
So. Yeah.
Maybe you should look into that
I
more.
I will.
Okay. All right. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back with Scott Frazier of Infinite Interiors next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m.